The first week of autumn hangs at the very top of the summer, the top of the livelong year, like the highest seat of a Ferris wheel when it pauses in its turning. The weeks that come before are only a climb from balmy spring, and those that follow a drop to the chill of autumn. But the first week of August is motionless and hot. It is curiously silent, too, with blank white dawns and glaring noons, and sunsets smeared with too much color. Often at night there is lightning, but it quivers all alone. There is no thunder, no relieving rain. These are strange and breathless days. Taken from Tuck Everlasting, a novel by Natalie Babbitt.
Welcome to The Atypical Podcast from theatypicallife.com. I am Matt Mooney.
And I'm Jenny Mooney. Here, we take a look at all kinds of things.
We may tell stories, we call them side stories, welcome a friend to join us, or interview someone more widely known and ask them all kinds of questions. And sometimes, yes, sometimes we may just do a little Matt chat, discussing the current happenings of our life.
Through all of it, we hope to give you something atypical as you listen along your typical day.
Hello, Virginia.
Hi, Matt.
Welcome.
Thanks.
Hey, we are just a few days out from going back to school. I know some kids, I saw some pictures on the Instagrams, on the Facebook, on the interweb. Some kids are already back, but
some
we are not.
Some kids are already going back to school. Doesn't that seem early?
Seems a little early, but we're headed back next week. Jenny, tell me all the feels about it.
You know, the thing that I love about that, quote from Tuck Everlasting is that August feels weird. It just feels a little like that quote talked about the pause, motionless, you know, and even like where we live real close to the university, the students aren't back yet. So it's like, you know, it's all coming. It just feels like this like pause before it.
And it all
is coming, buddy. You know, those guys. And then for our
all the sorority girls are already walking around.
Oh, they're chanting.
They're clapping.
They're
wearing their short shorts. Walking.
You know, a lot of them are wearing like pajama pants. I guess they're like loungy for all the practices.
Jenny, you said that just so, so demeaning. A lot of them are wearing
pajama pants.
Pajama pants? Oh my goodness.
It is funny. It's like 2 p.m. and they're in their pajama pants.
But the college girls, I've been told that this is a sexist comment by a recess volunteer. I have. But the college girls have let it go since I was in college. We can talk about it.
Have we talked about this on here before?
I don't think I've been as blunt as I'm about to be.
Okay, bring it.
Y'all have let it go. You've let it slip. Back in my day, I mean, men have always been slobs. I'm not proud of the gender that I'm a part of that, you know, they're kind of not known for dressing sometimes or being. I try to up the game of men, Jenny. Don't you agree? Like when I would go to class.
When you were younger.
Now and then for the entirety of my life. However, when you got there and you saw guys in their wind pants and...
Their wind pants. Let's bring back wind pants.
There's just not enough wind pants out there.
Wind pants in the world these days.
But the girls, the girl, when I went to school, I mean, I'm approaching 40, Jenny, and we are just proving it. Back in my day.
Yeah.
But back in my day, the girls looked like they could have gone to a job. And I would actually say most guys, too, when we went to class.
Yeah, when I went to class, we could have gone to class.
Yeah, we could have left and gone to work.
Mm-hmm.
We could have left and gone to a church function, if you would. We're in the South. We call them church functions. You could have gone to a little church function. You could have gone to other things and fit into society. However, we live right by a university. And let me tell you, they can't go anywhere in their class attire but to work out. Everybody looks like they're going to work out.
They do. Big baggy t-shirts.
Yeah.
Nike shorts.
Yeah.
Chacos or tennis shoes. We have talked about this. I'm having flashbacks.
It's fine. It's pertinent. It's like uniform. It's school time.
And like we were at breakfast. I took the kids to breakfast. Kind of doing these like, you start school next week. We biked to the local crepe restaurant and had some breakfast crepes. And right beside us were these college girls in their Nike shorts. Their t-shirts, their ball cap. They had the exact same thing.
I want to know out there to all the atypicals. I mean, since we are reaching the nation and beyond Canada, shout out to our
two
Canadian listeners. But is this an Arkansas thing? I mean, we're getting a very small sliver of the world. We want to know right now. Here's the poll question that you're just going to have to find me and get the answer to. Instagram it, whatever. But the poll question is, Does every
is college campus
is it women specifically that wear that where the outfit it is?
Well, I'm not saying it's not men. It might be both, but my question is very much related to women.
Yeah, the uniforms. The guys aren't wearing the Nike shorts. Okay, so is this a uniform across college campuses, or if you're in a college town or near a college town, is this what the ladies are wearing?
All
Go
the
ahead,
girls
Jenny.
Wearing that.
What is it? Give us a rundown again.
Oh, it is a baggy T-shirt.
Baggy T-shirt.
Nike shorts.
Nike shorts. They could be another brand.
They could be another brand, but usually slick. It's the type that are kind of short.
Describe them to me. Maybe I'm a guy out there. I don't know what you're talking about.
They look like running shorts.
Look like running shorts.
They let more like running shorts, less like basketball shorts.
Like back in the day, we would have called them kind of like Umbros.
No, Umbros would be a little longer.
They would have been longer.
These would be shorter.
Oh, gosh, man, this is
and
confusing.
Then for shoes, they're wearing usually Chacos, but occasionally tennis shoes or even Keds with socks.
Keds are back?
Some type of Keds with like socks.
I did not know Keds are back. Okay,
yeah,
so the question is everybody did? Let's move on from the college kids. Let's talk about under our own roof, because we love to hammer on the college kids. But our kids are going to school, Jen.
They're going to school. I've mixed
How you feeling about it?
Well, I've mixed feelings. At this point, I'm like, go to school. But I know that like the moment they go to school, I'm going to cry. I'm going to miss them.
Like literally, are you going to cry?
Sometime during the first week of school. Okay, so when they were little, the first day was like kindergarten or their first day of school, and there was like all back to back.
Yeah.
Right? They kept having these big moments, it felt like.
Right.
So I'm not going to cry at their first day. Even like last year with the first, second, and third grader, I was like, I'm going to walk you in. And they're like, see ya.
Been there,
done
that.
I mean, it just wasn't, it was very uneventful.
It's not my first day. We're not all crying.
But at some point throughout the week, I will have the silence that I currently long for, and I'll be like, I don't know how they're doing. Are they okay?
The grass is always greener, isn't it, Mom?
Yeah, the grass is always greener. When you have children underneath you who never stop talking and asking you and needing you, it's a beautiful thing. It's good to be needed.
You actually enjoy it. You've just reached the point.
I enjoy it, but it is time.
No, since we got back from Michigan, they would never say it, but they are ready for
school.
They're
ready. They are fighting.
Regardless of how we feel, Jenny, here school comes.
Here it comes. I'm excited about it.
Jenny, you know, oftentimes we have some pieces, segments, if you will. We've done things that have really gone viral. We've done High Low Buffalo, as you know. We started that last week. We won't
Pretty
do that
fun.
Again. We won't 2 weeks ago, I think. We won't do that again right now, but we will do that in the future.
Okay.
We've done What You're Watching, What You're Reading, What You're Rocking.
Tongue twister. It's really hard to say that. But you do a good job.
Thank
there you. Go.
Nailed it. And we're not doing that. We did that not too long ago. Now, sometimes we do a little segment that it's been a while. And I didn't prepare you for this. We didn't pre-talk about this because that's the way we roll. We kind of push record. Sometimes we argue and we edit that out.
Yeah, or we just cut that right out.
Things
you
go
guys
south.
Don't hear that.
And but somewhere in there we get about 30 minutes of stuff that we put on here. But one of the segments that we like to do traditionally, Jenny, has been rants, and I always feel the need to explain to all our hundreds of thousands of new listeners every week that rants are basically your pointless passions, that you are a person so quiet, so compassionate, people think you're so nice, but under that, you just have all this, and you are nice. Under that, though, you just have all this pent-up rage, not about injustices or things. You might have those, but that's not what these are for. These are rants that I like to say you have just absolute pointless passion about. And so, Jenny, I wanted to ask you, and I even rattled my own brain. I don't have as many of these as you do, but I wanted to ask you if you had a rant.
You know, I'm as good as I am on the spot.
Really a strong suit.
Really good. Just like super quick and witty. I actually don't have one on the spot right now. But when I think about back to school, there are friends of mine, okay, who have communicated rants to us, about their strong feelings about the drop-off and pickup line in school.
Yeah, this is
mainly
a,
elementary school.
This is a
although
hot topic,
I
Jenny.
Think that the ranters themselves would say it's any middle school, wherever you're dropping and picking up. Now,
So is this yours, or this is one you this didn't really have someone one
else. I
but
don't
you're bringing
have,
it for on behalf of your friends.
I'm bringing it on behalf of others who feel very strongly about it.
Okay, explain
and
it to
me. And the interesting thing to me is I don't feel as strongly about it. I'm sort of like, you know, it's a long line. But I mean, our school is small. There isn't probably as many car riders. There's more walkers than bus riders. So schools where there's like a bunch of car riders.
Yeah. It's where, you know, we'll call it the suburbs. In the burbs, in the schools in the burbs, we're a little bit more in the central part. I mean, Fayetteville's Fayetteville, but we're a little bit more in the central part. You said a little more walkers and a little more bus riders, but in the burbs, if you will. So if I'm at Burb Middle School, Jenny, what are the moms and dads really upset about?
So the discussion has been from some dads in particular, like they think that drop-off should be...
We've
voxed about this with some friends. They think that drop-off should be very quick and efficient. If your kid should be ready to get out of the car right when you pull up and it keeps the line moving. And so there are these situations where like the mom gets out of the car and goes around to like hug their kid goodbye and it backs up the line and you're like,
everybody's waiting,
go.
But you can't really honk at that, but you want to.
Yep. You know what? It's a universal thing. There's like sitcoms, like certain, like I think Modern Family had an episode about the line. She was getting in trouble for like,
well, there's like
not
a,
moving along.
There's like a YouTube video of like the different ways to do drop off, I believe.
No.
If there is, we'll link to it. Paul sent
have
me something.
Have you seen this before?
Paul sent me something of ways to do it. But
oh yeah, we'll have to link to that.
What's funny about this, Jenny, and I don't have any feelings about drop off line either. I think disability takes this right out of your space. Like we are the slowest holding up the line family in every scenario we're in. So, you know, if you honked it up me in the line, I'm going to tell you you're number one.
Matt?
Out the finger, out the window flies. I'd actually probably not do that at school, but I probably would go have a little talk with the person. But nobody's going to honk at us if you see Lena getting out of the car. We hold everybody up at restaurants in lines, at bathrooms in public places, at the airport, at church.
And
99%
of the time, people are really nice and accommodating.
Yeah, no, people are
completely no one in our car rider line is... A car drop-off line is going to... And then I don't pick her up in the pickup line.
My point is, you and I don't care about this one that our suburban friends are all about, voxing us about, because A, smaller school, B...
Well,
we're
and
the
these
slowest.
Friends wouldn't care about her. It's the other ones who they are typically developing, just get their own bag and get out, and they're taking too long.
We're not patting everybody on the bottom as they get out of the car and giving them high fives and giving them Snoopy, butterfly Eskimo
and
kisses
these
either.
These friends are also super extreme. I mean, I think he's like throwing backpacks out at the kids and timing them.
He times himself. So we have a friend, his name might be Paul, and he actually times how long. And if one of his kids is holding them up, he's just on them. You know, he's also the guy that we talked about on Road Trips, a podcast or two back.
Yes. So here's the question.
He's about efficiency.
Are the number one. Now, if you're listening, if you're tuning in here to the Atypical Podcast.
Stop everything. Are you going to go back and give people context?
Shh, I'm doing so good. Don't
this is
interrupt.
The 66th episode. This is the first time you've ever done this.
Now,
go ahead.
It's not my 66th episode. Oh, my defense, I haven't been here the whole time. You just somehow
I'm setting
got
back.
Me on here.
Go ahead.
So if you're tuning in this week for the first time, or you didn't listen to last week we talked about the different ways that people road trip, and I would like to propose right now in this conversation that number one road trippers, who Matt give us a little rundown, they
so
are
there
the
were
type
three different type of road trippers. I was not ready for this conversation. Let's see if I can pull it off the top of my head. Number one was the road warrior. Everything is timed in a hurry, all about efficiency, and they count everything, including how many times their kids have to pee-pee for pee-pee stops. Or number two, we won't talk about that.
Pee-pee.
Poopy, pee-pee, tee-tee-ta-ta. Number two was the road worker, the person who's all about getting some tasks done, talking on the phone, marking off things on their to-do list. And number three was the open roader, the laid-back family that's way more fun than everybody else, and that was us. So you're proposing that number one road warriors
also feel very passionate about car pickup and drop-off line. They think it should be run quite efficiently.
And here's the deal. We're going to open up the hotline, Jenny. If you have feelings as you head back to school about somebody doing your car rider line, doing it wrong, this sounds like a perfect time when we ought to open up the rant line, Jenny.
Oh, I love it. I always love the rant line being opened up.
So I got to stop and go get the phone number. Hold on just a second. And I'm back, and I found it thanks to my researcher that I sleep with named Jenny. Stop. And now, guys, if you are going through the line and you need somebody's ticking you off, you need a place to get that off your chest. Jenny, hit them with the rant line.
501-547-9448.
Let us hear your rants about the drop-off line.
Or you could give us tips. Like, you're like, these people don't do this. So everyone who drops off or picks up in a school line should be doing this.
So you will hear a little recording, and then you'll hear a beep, and you need to leave your notes there. And maybe you want to, you know, just record yourself yelling at people as they're not doing it right. Or
fine.
Give your
We'd
instructions.
Like to hear that.
Come on. Give that number one more time, Jenny. Hit it up.
Oh. 501-547-9448.
Jenny, this just must be one where we solicit just a whole lot of feedback. And just remember, you can find all the links, all the phone numbers, all the good stuff at theatypicallife.com. But this is a new segment that we talked about starting, Jenny, and we're actually just going to talk about the segment, solicit a little feedback, but we're not going to do the segment per se.
Okay.
So we've been, here's what helps us with segments, Jenny. We're not good enough to come up with new content every week. And so if we do a segment, it kind of helps us. It's a way of cheating, if you will. If you're taking notes on how to do a podcast wrong, write that down. But one of the segments that we talked about doing, Jenny, you have recently been into the news.
Let me tell you what happened. Okay. So Matt has always been real into the news, like reading the newspaper. We met in college. He would read the newspaper.
And we've talked about this on here. I typically I'm getting I like the physical, yes, newspaper. I typically get three newspapers. The Sunday New York Times, described by our president as fake news, Wall Street Journal during the week and on Saturdays, and the local paper, also known as the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Loves papers, loves the news, the whole bit. And so I like try to keep up. I listen to NPR sometimes. I'm just not like real like actively pursuing it. And then we're at dinner, an all adult dinner. And there was a discussion at the, Matt's beside me, you know, we're married. And then he's talking with two others about some like news issues. And I see him just kind of like light up and engage, and different people thought different ways. And here was this guy who made this speech, and what he said was this, and they thought this. And they're just like, I saw Matt like light up, and I thought, well, I'm going to talk to him about the news.
And I just got to say,
he's 40. I mean, it's like time. Like,
what does that have to do with the price of being?
Well, it's like, it's sort of like, you have to always, and we've talked about marriage on here, and we're talking about getting older and just seasons of life stuff. And other times it wasn't even an option. Like, it's fine. Maybe you want to talk to me about the news, but here are the babies. That's the end of the story. But like, I'm always kind of trying to like,
here are the babies, and I'm going to go take a bath.
It's like, there's just not so it just dawned on me. I was like, if I can learn a little bit more about the news and discuss this with him, it would be really fun. And I think it would make him feel
so
let me in here.
Can I get in?
Yeah.
So I have been very impressed with this. So Jenny said at this night, as she's like, I am going to start reading the news, listening to the news, finding out more about the news.
Didn't say reading. I did say listening.
Oh, listening. To which, nice snort, by the way. That was lovely. And
as you get married and you're in your 16th year of marriage, Jenny, you know, sometimes you hear your spouse thing and you think, oh, that's so cute. Like, she loves me. I probably didn't think that you were going to really actually do it. I'm going to throw myself under the bus on that one.
No, that's a fair and wise thing. Cause if I would have said that,
I'm still
surprised.
You're still impressed with yourself.
It's only been 2 weeks, but.
So can I tell them why you should be impressed with yourself? Because here, little Jenny has gotten up, and daily she has found, we will link to this at theatypicallife.com. She has found a news podcast, a daily news podcast that averages about 20 minutes. Jenny, jump in here. Tell them about it.
I actually have two, and I listen to one
most days, and the other, if I have time, I'll listen to it. So they are, the New York Times does one called The Daily, and it is more,
fake news.
Yeah, it's fake news. it is actually, they will take one specific topic in the news that day and they will take you a little deeper. So for instance, when all the stuff was going on about the healthcare bill, they talked to you about the history of it, how it started, what the vote was like when it originally passed. I mean, they're taking you, it's sort of like a more in-depth look, and I need that. The problem with me just saying I'm going to listen to the news is that they will say these things, and I'll be like, okay, I'm really trying here, but I don't know what that means.
And so I want to pause. I want to pause right here to say this is the birth of the segment, Jenny, because I think there are many people out there like you who they want to be up on what's going on. They don't want to read three newspapers. Not everybody enjoys that like me. I understand. In fact, I can't think of one other person.
Not one other person.
However, I think this is a perfect place for you will bring a question. The example question that started the whole thing, Jenny, was a couple weeks back. You said, okay, hold on, wait, pause everything. What is the skinny repeal?
Yep.
And to which I was like, well, let me tell you.
Matt just loves it. Like, I'd never ask him questions or bring up topics about news.
I think I diaried about it.
And so you.
Dear diary, tonight she asked me about the news. It's a great moment.
So anyway,
we're going to have a segment where I think we're gonna call it Ask Matt, or I just made that up, and we'll solicit what people ask, and maybe we have listeners, Jenny, who will say, "Hey, I've been reading the news. I want to hear this explained a little better."
Now here's the thing. Are you saying, because when you put this out here to people, are you saying they can ask you your opinion, or are you saying they can ask you just
Jenny,
to
I am fair and balanced.
Explain something.
The Fox News says they're fair and balanced. I'm fair and balanced as far as you know. I can't help but give my opinion. However, it's not an opinion segment in my mind. In my mind, it's more explain this to me.
Yeah.
Now, as we know with news, it's typically slanted. On both sides, people like to slant the news. I've got a slant. We'll figure that out as we go. I'm not as worried about that.
Okay.
The point isn't, you know, who you're going to vote for. That's not this. It's Ask Matt, what the heck is meant by skinny repeal?
So I will have questions on my two podcasts. The first one is the New York Times. It's called The Daily. They go deeper into one specific news topic. And the other I usually listen to is Up First by NPR. And it's more like, here's just the, like, you know,
okay,
10 top news stories, you know, the three or four news stories of the day.
Maybe I'm confused. Which one do you typically listen to?
I listen to The Daily every day.
That's the New York
Times
one.
I daily listen to The Daily. Okay. And then I try to listen to Up First also. Okay.
You said I usually listen to, so I got a little confused.
Sorry.
But I got you.
Daily.
There you go,
every now and
guys.
Then Up First.
There you go. If you thought our podcast couldn't get any worse, we're going to take it to the news cycle. And it probably can, you know? We'll see how it goes. But I'm excited about it.
Matt, look, funny saying is the worst. You're so excited about it.
We don't do this podcast for the listeners, Jenny. We do it for us. I'm excited about
Here's my first question for you.
Okay.
Shall we jump into the segment?
I have a new question. I thought we talked about this and you didn't have a question.
I know, but I have one now that I'm remembering.
You can
that
see
I'm...
why this would be confusing. And I will say, I don't like being put on the spot.
The tables are turning. Lois put me on the spot.
I want to research the topic so I sound like a brilliant genius. But go ahead. We'll try. Go ahead.
We'll try. We can always just cut this out.
Yeah, I'll edit it out if I fail.
Okay. So Pence recently gave this speech saying how he's really for Trump. Why did he need to do that?
Well, Jenny, you took it highly political very fast. So in the future, maybe you need the most explanation about this segment. But, you know, I would like it to steer away from partisan politics and more towards defining things we might not understand in the news. However, you asked it. It's asked Matt. You get to steer the ship. And so the reason, Jenny, the catalyst to Pence coming out and just absolute showering praise on Trump and bowing at his feet in adulation was that the New York Times had written an article previously that week about how Pence was doing more fundraising and more preparing the road for his own run if the Republican Party went away from the divisive Trump in the next election. So that is like Trump could run again and Pence would run instead. Or if Trump decided not to run again because it wasn't looking good. Now, I can't imagine that he would have that much wisdom, but that is where the conversation came from. There was an article. We will link to it on theatypicallife.com, as far as you know, unless I forget. And it was about how he, Pence, had been doing more fundraisers, getting out there more. Their take on that, fairly or unfairly, obviously they don't know. I mean, he never said, yeah, I'm lining myself up for a presidential run later. But I think, you know, the poll numbers are a little low. And the Republican Party's a little scared. As far as, oh goodness, you know, what are we going to do, and what's today bring, and what all does that look like? And so, Jenny, that was it. That's
good
our
job.
First
you did
example.
Great on the fly.
That's
I
our
think...
first example of Ask Matt, but I think you can do better, and if you do better, I'll do better. We'll work together, a little teamwork.
I think that was great.
However, really it's not, we're not done.
No, that's all.
This
See you later.
Same segment.
Check.
This same segment, Jenny, in Ask Matt is Ask Jenny. And I think we have to, I think one thing we could say is I'm going to Matt-splain it to you. Okay, because there's mansplain, which is real popular lingo with the kids and millennials. Matsplain, maybe that would be the. Hey, I'm gonna matsplain something from. Well, I can't catch you up on everything. Cool.
Okay.
I can't bring you that far.
I'm gonna Google that later. Carry
right
on.
Let me just go quickly there for those of you who don't know what mansplaining is. it's kind of a like a. If I'm a man and I'm going to explain something to you and tell you, the woman, about it as though you don't know anything, that's called mansplaining.
No, we don't need to matsplain.
Well, no, mansplaining is not good, but we just took it and changed the word matsplaining, and then okay. We're going to gensplain. So on the other half of the segment, is that I am going to ask you things, Jenny, about things that I'm not as aware of.
Okay.
Possibly culture, fashion.
Okay.
All sorts of hipster
now,
things.
Okay.
And so, you're going to explain it to me. Do you get it? There's two sides
now,
to the segment.
I get it. Here's what I'm not good at. You are saying that you're going to explain things, and I'm like, are you going to give your opinion? And you're like, sometimes. I mean, I'm going to probably mostly need to give my opinion, right? Because I'm no expert on things.
Maybe not. I mean, maybe I say, what the heck is the rompum thing about? And you just explain it to me.
Oh, and I can kind of explain that.
That's
and
a
give
fashion,
my opinion.
That's a fashion. Yeah. I'm sure your opinion will come up about it. But you can feel free to give your opinion. But also there's something to explain or teach me in it.
Okay.
You're going to gensplain it. So I've already changed it from Ask Matt and Ask Jenny to Mattsplain and Jensplain.
Oh, no.
Whether you like it or not, don't care. And I'm pretty good at marketing or branding. If you need some help, just look
really
me up.
Likes to make up words.
Pay me by the hour, and I'll do it for you.
Okay.
So Jenny, I did have something prepared for you all along. And so my thing that I need Jensplain to me, and the question for you today is, as we kind of get to the end of the summer, which, so this is totally probably not a timely question, but I've been watching the summer. I've been seeing, I think particularly this is probably a man question. I will say that. So maybe that's fair or unfair. I don't know. But it seems like there should be some fashion rules on sandals.
Okay.
Now, I'm not aware of them, but I see the rules being broken. And I'm like, you probably shouldn't do that.
Okay. What do you think people shouldn't do?
Now, I'll just have you know, just kind of a side note, red herring. On this topic is Arkansas has a football coach. We might talk about football
this
a little bit.
This is getting so good.
Who is known for wearing flip-flops on ESPN interviews or any
like
and everywhere.
Anytime.
Like he might be wearing a suit and his is it yeah, flip-flops. Is that the right word? Yeah, they're
like the sports sandals where they just have one
sandals?
Strap across the
yes.
the toe. So it's not flip-flops, like it doesn't go through his toe. It's like Adidas sandals, but they're not Adidas.
So the question I have for you right here on the cusp of football season is, are there some rules on when to wear sandals, when not to wear sandals, open toe sandals, closed toes? I would call these the closed toes and the no-nos. All right, bring it to me.
Okay.
I feel like I'm not breaking the rules on sandals. I don't wear sandals a lot. I kind of wear sandals when I go to the Buffalo River. Or
like the farmer's pool. Market, like a weekend, you'll wear sandals.
Super cash. Yeah, yeah. I know I'm not breaking the rules, but I don't know what they are. I guess that's what I'm asking.
Well, I don't know what the rules are, but I can tell you what my rules are. I mean, I think you have to think logically, people. Let's think logically about sandals, okay? You wear sandals so that your feet aren't too hot.
Now, are you talking to men or women? Because I feel like women can wear nice sandals everywhere.
Women, okay. See? I'm saying day to day.
There's gender roles.
Gender, but then there's also like events. So let's take.
First of all, let's back up. Tell me the difference between man sandals and woman sandals. Because I like you're wearing sandals today.
I'm wearing
They're
sandals
very nice.
Right now.
You look very nice.
These sandals.
So I feel like women have more variety of sandals, and
women
they can look nicer.
Women have a ton more options for sandals.
Okay. Maybe there's a market here for somebody out there.
The man sandal?
Mandals.
Mandals. You right know, there, Birkenstocks have been, there's a rise in those over the last, 8 years or
okay,
so.
Okay, so break it down.
And,
we have
and so men will wear those, and they didn't for a while before that. But
flip-flops, sandals, Birkenstock, Tevas, just break it down right here. You said your rules are what?
My rules are...
For men. Listen up.
Okay, this is... I'm going to say this is for both. Okay. Let's think about this for both.
Jenny's rules for both genders.
Okay. And that is, think logically about your feet. Okay. And I think that...
They're not
if
pretty.
If your feet are cold, mm-hmm. it's time... to wear shoes that are not sandals.
Now, I think Brett would say, I'm super hot natured, a little overweight, and I sweat a lot. So I think you're going to have to come up with better rules.
Here's my caveat for this rule. It should go with what the temperature, if it's not exactly what the temperature is outside or not exactly what your internal temperature is, Brett.
Okay.
It should be what is standard for that time of year.
Okay.
Okay? So let's just say we have a really terrible hot spell in October. Mm. The standard temperature for October is not super hot. Mm. So don't look at that and go, it's so hot. Let's wear my Adidas sandals. Look at that and go, typically in October, it is this temperature.
So the time, the season matters more than the temperature to you. I mean, that's most men are going to struggle with that, right?
Yeah,
like most men are
seasons and temperatures
highly practical.
Parallel
right?
each other.
It's super hot, so I'm putting on my sandals. You know, but
that's
you're
great.
Saying no. You're
no.
saying no white after Labor Day. Like there's a rule that is connected to a season. If it's October, I don't care if it's 105. I don't want to see your sandals. Yes or no?
This is harder.
This is complex. I would like you
I'm gonna
to work
need,
me through.
I'm going to need people to give me scenarios, and
okay.
I can tell them if
I'm
their sandals
you,
are.
Are you ready? I'm going to give you three scenarios.
Okay.
Hot, most appropriate time of the year for sandals. Pick a month. July. Okay.
Boom.
It is July.
June and August are fine.
It is July. I go to a very laid back, somewhat charismatic church. I just like to throw that in there for fun. Our worship team, somebody will have an Aloha shirt on, a Hawaiian shirt on. Somebody will have a button-up long-sleeve shirt on. We've got hipsters.
This is all hypothetical.
We've
people.
Got old dads.
Okay.
Okay? Can I or can I not wear sandals? Now, they're not leather sandals. They're not Birkenstocks. Can I
if
wear...
If people are wearing Aloha shirts, wear your sandals.
Oh, you're more laxed on this than I am. I say no go. If they're not leather.
If someone's wearing their Aloha shirt, this is like...
It's super casual, but
it's
church.
It's super casual, wear your chacos. I don't care.
So you say church is a beach. If your church looks like a beach, then wear them to church.
Yeah, it depends on
This is disappointing.
What is standard for your church?
Scenario number two.
Okay.
I'm a hypothetical college football coach.
Okay.
Being interviewed by ESPN.
Don't wear the sandals under any circumstances. For no reason.
Don't
wear the
do
sandals.
It.
If
okay.
you're being, if the circumstance is being interviewed on national TV,
okay.
don't wear
the
sandals.
That's more the Jenny
the
that I know.
Sports sandals.
Now,
for the hypothetical. Love of Pete.
Hypothetical and last hypothetical.
Okay.
I'm a woman. And it's not a stretch.
It's a good start.
Are you
for
there?
Hypothetical.
Are you there with me?
Okay.
Call me Matilda. Matilda, in December, I'm throwing you two curveballs. I've changed the gender, changed the time of year. Hypothetical number three, Matilda is headed to a wedding in the middle of winter. However, it warms up to 75 on this December day in Arkansas. Outdoor wedding. Can I wear sandals to the wedding?
You can wear sandals to the wedding, to your holiday party, as long as it has some sort of heel and it looks like a dress shoe.
And you've been gensplained. Jenny, next we've got something a little bit new. You know, this podcast is all about feedback and new stuff. And the new thing we're about to throw here to our friend Hillary Rector for a book review. I asked Hillary. She's smart. She's a reader. She teaches writing and all kinds of fun stuff in Nashville. And I said, Hillary, get us some books, line them up for the summer, and tell us which ones you liked.
Now, here's the thing. Some people you ask, lots of people have different opinions on books. And certain people, you know those people, like, if you ask them, like, you really want to ask them what it is they thought of a certain book because they're going to have a critical eye. And then there's certain people who, like, they read everything and they love everything. Certain people who don't read or they don't like anything. So one thing that's fun about Hillary is that she is so sincere and she's really kind. And if she didn't recommend something, then she would be kind about it, but she would also be very honest with you about it. So if she's recommending it, then it's probably, you know, a wise choice.
And we're going to have a few of these. I'm excited about these. We're going to go now to our first book review from our book nerd. I'll call her the book nerd.
Aww,
Hillary.
She likes that.
Oh, I think she'd love it. Our favorite book nerd, Hillary Rector, who also happens to be a new mother. Congratulations, Hillary.
So this is a review of Extraordinary Adventures by Daniel Wallace, which is a novel that it's not quite like fantastical, but it's pretty playful. It's taking place in the real world. But the sequence of events is pretty funny and fun. And it's about a main character who is a 34-year-old guy named Edsel Bronfman. So the impetus for all the action in the story is that he has a timeline during which he has to find a girlfriend to take to Destin. Honestly, it's almost like a mockumentary, like The Office or something, where it's grounded in real world and real details that are believable and familiar enough, but it's kind of an exaggerated spin on something familiar. So I chose this book, honestly, one of the endorsements on the back says it centers around a, quote, unforgettably lovable Southern character. I tend to like books about the South because that's the only place I've ever lived. The author wrote Big Fish, which I have not read and is a movie I think I haven't seen with Ewan McGregor, but people seem to think that's a big deal. And to be completely honest, I was going to the beach and it had this cute drawing of a beach on the front of the book. So anyway, that's why I picked it up. Three things that I liked about the book. Number one, it legitimately was funny. There were moments where I laughed out loud reading, which as much as I love reading, that always surprises me and makes me glad that a book can be funny enough to make you, you know, wherever you are alone in any setting, laugh out loud. And in this case, it's felt like it was usually a product of the author is hitting the nail on the head so much about something that it resonates with you. And you just are like, oh my gosh, that's so true and familiar and really funny. So it's legitimately a funny read. Number two, the main character, like the book jacket said, really was lovable. I felt like I was rooting for Edsel Bronfman the whole time and only continued rooting for him more as I kind of saw him grow and got to know him more. And also the kind of cast of secondary characters. The book does, they're really colorful, the people who inhabit his world. And the book does a good job of leading you to kind of view them generously and with good humor. They're kind of these flawed, sometimes frustrating people, but the book kind of leads you in the direction of seeing them compassionately, I guess, which I liked. And number three, I liked that it took place in a setting that felt kind of familiar to me. He's a guy who lives in Birmingham, Alabama, which is not where I live, but it's near where I live, and it's probably not too dissimilar from other places I've lived. And he's excited about going to Florida, like to the Gulf Coast.
Thank you to Hillary Rector for that book review. We will have links and show notes, as always, at theatypicallife.com. Thank you for listening. We hope that you enjoyed this week of randomness on a little bit of a Matt Chat. Thanks for joining us. And we want to hear from you this week. We asked quite a few questions. If you've got some input on sandals, hey, we want to hear it. Maybe you need to just relieve some stress that you're having in the car rider line as school picks up. We've got the hotline right here for you.
501-547-9448.